That concludes the first question, yes? Am I counting correctly? And our next question begins with Jeffrey Harold. Is that everyone's collective understanding?
Yes.
Good. A quick note on the mics. Mr. Adams has informed me that it would be great if, when your table is not using the mic, if you could switch it off, and that will help with some of the feedback issues that we've been experiencing.
Sure.
All right. So this topic, or this question, is quality education. Here's the question. Give a specific example from Ann Arbor Public Schools that you think exemplifies what a quality education is. What is the board's role in making sure that kind of quality education is available to all students? Jeffrey Harold.
So the question is, give a specific example. Now, let me ask you for clarification. Are you talking about within a certain student, in a school, in a program?
I think that you should feel free to interpret the question in any of those ways, and in fact, in all of those ways, if you so desire.
Quality education is education that enables possibilities, and when our students graduate and they are able to take advantage of all the opportunities available to them, I think they have a quality education. And that means that we have to not only provide them with the best in classroom experience, but we have to provide them with supplemental experiences. A very good example of that is teaching them about our government and how it works in middle school and taking them to DC for an eighth grade trip to see government in action. Field trips, and if we can do it for students that can study abroad, trips and exchange trips with other schools. A quality education is one that expands a student's mind and allows them to say, I can do this. And when we send our students out into the world, I would say that we have seen an example of a quality education. When any possibility is open to them, they are ready for the challenge. So I think that quality education happens when we prepare our students for the next step, and they are fully ready to take whatever that next step is, and we do that for all of our children.
Thank you. Jack Panich, quality education.
So it's almost a rhetorical question. You tried to make it specific, but it's just not. There are many specific examples of quality education in the Ann Arbor Public Schools, and Dr. Swift has certainly brought additional examples based on the community's wishes, the STEAM program, the IB program. But the fact is that there may be as many definitions of quality education as there are organizations and communities asking the question. There's no universal definition, and the fact is, and this is really important, you know, in the United States, we have local governance, local school board governance, and that has to mean something. So if we don't ask the question, what's a quality education? If we don't ask that question, we are not taking advantage of our self-governance. So we have to ask the question, but it's not for me to ask the question. It's for all of us to ask the question. It's for the community to have a conversation first, come to some ideas of what a quality education would be under, certainly we've all been to forums and there are facilitators that handle these forums. But if we don't push back against the federal government and the state, and I don't want to see them as sinister at all, but we all know that there are aspects of No Child Left Behind, and there are aspects of other programs, Race to the Top, that are wonderful and very important. But there are other aspects that we might not, in terms of the standards and what they measure, and the pressure on local school boards. The fact is, the community needs to ask those questions. We then take that, put it into the strategic plan, put it into the mission statement, And then at that point, we can then audit and look to see whether what we're accomplishing is in line, is aligned with our idea of what a quality education is.
Thank you. Don Wilkerson.
Well, I think I have this question pretty easy because let me tell you, our school at A2 STEAM has went through a transformational change over the past year. And we went from a struggling Northside school to A2 STEAM that's consistently looking up and toward the future. I think quality education is one that engages our children and our community. It's one that provides opportunities for us to meet our children wherever they are, whether they're top performers, low performers, or somewhere in the middle. I think it's one that delivers on the 21st century skills that our children need to be productive citizens. And I think it's one that provides experiences for our kids that really allow them to explore their interests and figure out what it is they want to do next. And finally, I think it's one where we have high expectations of all students. I think A2 STEAM has really, really delivered on quality education. If you look at where we were a year ago, our students were unengaged, especially my students. This year they come home telling us stories about how excited they were about the things they did in class today. They're talking about the future and the projects that they're going to be working on. And they've had the opportunity to really engage with those projects and take them beyond the classroom. So I think A2 STEAM is a great example. I do also believe that quality education does mean something different for each of us in our district. But I'd like everyone across the district to have the opportunity to really engage with our leaders and figure out what quality education does mean for their specific community.
Thank you. Susan Baskett.
Thank you. First, it starts with student... Okay, what am I doing wrong? Okay. Student-driven with high expectations. Thank you, sir. And provides an educator who provides the confidence for the student to try new things as well as perfect their old things, so to speak, giving continued support to do the learning, because again, we're starting with student-driven with expectations, and having the pride in having completed something, whether it's a class or a project. You asked for examples, and we do have a lot of examples in the district, so I'm going to cite quickly two of them. Let's start with the Home Builders Program. Some of you are familiar with that. It is a wonderful program where students who may not have never picked up a hammer will now know how to use a hammer and hand tools. Students who may not be good at math will now know why they need to learn more about math. Students who are good at math will be able to see the various applications. Students who may not be academically sound, but people sound, if you will understand the importance of a good manager, an on-site inspector, somebody who can check with their work. So that's one program that, again, is built with our community. That's another advantage to the program. It's broad. Again, it offers confidence to the student. And the last program that I will mention is the Community Resource Program. Again, student-led, involves the community. It provides the confidence to continue, and the student is proud of what he or she has done.
Thanks. Ronald Zulo.
Roland.
Sorry. Roland Zulo.
You got the Zulo right.
I was focused on the Zulo.
When you first asked the question, I think the thought that came to me was really the Science Olympiad programs that, as a parent, I helped participate in back in when my children were going to Mac Open. And the Science Olympiad, for those of you who are unfamiliar, it has all the elements of great education. It has parental involvement. You have engaged kids working on projects, working in teams, but also in a way in which it allows their individuality to shine. They are learning science concepts, math concepts, with hands-on experience. That's usually, you know, the practices are in the evening, and then there's a competition. So it's really a fantastic way to engage children, young children, in applied learning. So that was the that was a program that I would just mention, and there's others that I've seen around the district and, that do something very similar. So, thanks.
Pat Manley?
To have quality education, I think the first thing you have to do is to know your district. You have to know what the needs are of the students. Then you have to have highly qualified and teachers who are interested in their students. Now, that's saying a lot. I know most teachers are interested in their students, but you have to remember that teachers need to have professional development along the way so that they get to know how to work with all students, because our classes are not just the academic students or not just the Science Olympiad students. They are all students, students with special needs, students with disabilities. We have to know what the needs are of our district, and then we have to make sure that we meet those needs. Also, we have to have strong programs, and Ann Arbor has excellent programs, so I'm not worried about the programs. I'm more concerned about whether or not we meet the needs of all students all the time.
Donna Lisinski.
Thank you. When I think about what it means to have a quality education, to me that means every child is reaching their fullest potential. And I think that we do that in Ann Arbor through a combination of rigor and relevance. Relevance to the future that's in front of them and relevance to what's personally relevant to that child, what turns on that spark of learning and that desire to know more. When I think about Ann Arbor, I think we do that through three ways. We do it through a rigorous foundational curriculum that every child is getting, and every child is moved along through highly qualified teachers to meet the rigor of the foundational curriculum. We do it through non-traditional learning opportunities that we offer, and we do it through advanced learning opportunities. So let me give you a couple examples of those at each level. At the elementary school level, we're seeing it now in the world language. We're seeing students who are inspired to learn because they're learning something different. They're learning a language. It works all parts of their brain and really brings rigor and relevance to a lot of families who speak a second language in the home. At the high school level, we see it through our magnet programs at Skyline. We see it through our wonderful theater and arts programs at Pioneer, where we're combining, again, that curriculum rigor with opportunities for children to express themselves, complement their curriculum, and spark that fire within them to learn more. At our middle school level, I think it's our most difficult area that we've had challenges with, to balance both rigor and relevance with our students, to find those sparks in the middle school curriculum. And I look forward to working with the community and with the staff to see where we can find those additional areas to help our students in middle school.
Okay, down to the other end of the table, Christine Stead.
Thank you. I think quality education, we're not measuring it super well just yet, but Paul Tough wrote a couple of really exceptional books that get at the kind of character development that's more indicative of lifelong success for our students, things like grit, tenacity, empathy, and curiosity. Those are better indicators of how well students do in their lifelong journey as students and lifelong learners. So the kinds of programs we have, I think Don Wilkerson identified well the characteristics of quality education. Donna listed a few examples of those, but the kind of skill sets our kids need, I think we can anticipate that they will continue to be dynamic. So how do we create an environment where they will continue to try and be successful with high standards and high expectations of themselves and their peers? A couple other examples are Project Lead the Way work, our magnets at Skyline. These are really project-based learning environments that help integrate concepts into reality for students so that they can get a good grasp of those concepts and really see it in practice. The other place I would highlight right now is our Pathways to Success campus. It's really bringing together a lot of wonderful, robust programs and supports for some of our students that need that the most. So it's flexible, it meets their needs where they are, and it's the kinds of things that I think will foster the kind of tenacity those students will need to be successful going forward.
Hunter von Valkenburg.
I think Ann Arbor parents have been indicating what they think a quality education is for some time. Every year, 500 or so sign up to try to get into community high school. And 3/4 of them are disappointed. In addition, a smaller subset signs up to get into Ann Arbor Open, and some of them are disappointed and wind up on the waiting list. So parents know what the quality education is, and it's been borne out. The community high schools recently graded the 13th or 14th best high school in the nation. So they're doing something right. And part of that is the collegial atmosphere, really expansive educational opportunities, including being able to take college courses and frequent field trips. And project-based learning is a huge part of it too, and as well as their scheduling and the way they run their science curriculum in particular. What I would like to see to try to ensure that all students have that opportunity is to see if other schools in the district can adopt some of those features. Obviously, some of them they can't. I mean, you can't move Pioneer downtown, but the other schools could adopt some of the features that actually are directly related to learning experience in the school to try to make those schools a little more like communities so that there is less disappointment in the lottery in the spring.